Lecture 16, Frankish Settlement of Outremer.
In this lecture, I wish to pick up various themes dealing with the economic and social changes that occurred in Outremer during the first half of the 12th century. That is the period of settlement by the first generation of Crusaders. And I've already spoken about not only the conquest, but also the setting up of effective political orders. And these political orders would not have been possible had not the Crusaders been able to exploit the resources around them, to make use of possible allies and local populations, often more in the form of taxpayers and merchants and specialists, as well as to adapt their own institutions they brought from Europe, notably the feudal military and political arrangements, to their Levantine environment. And here the Crusaders really should get credit for being quite adept in all of these areas. And so in this lecture, I'm going to deal with three major aspects of that problem. And the first one is to look at the questions of geography, demography, what was available for the Crusaders in that particular area of the Crusader states, Outremer. Then to see what kind of changes in agriculture, in trade, and town life occurred. That is, in effect, the Frankish impact on the local scene. And then finally, to discuss how the local scene in turn affected the Franks themselves, the Crusaders. This is very well documented in the way they came to terms with their own notions of the feudal arrangements for political order and military defense. And I think with all of these three areas covered, you can see why those kingdoms proved so successful in the previous lecture. Well, first let's look at what was available for the Crusaders to exploit. The geography of the four Crusader states are part of the same, generally what's known as the Fertile Crescent, but the conditions varied greatly from principality to principality. Antioch, for instance, as I mentioned before, had not only political conditions in its favor, but also had many fine natural resources. The Amuk Plain, which is watered in part by the Orontes Valley, which stretches deep into Syria, is one of the wealthiest plains in the whole of the Near East. It was rich with livestock, it was rich with grain, and Antioch had a very, very fertile hinterland. And the question really was how much were the princes in Antioch going to control? Antioch also had an excellent port, which put the city in contact with Byzantine ports in southern Asia Minor, and particularly the Byzantine island of Cyprus. And the connection with Cyprus always proved important. Cyprus was an extremely rich island. The Byzantine administration there was always rather friendly and to Antioch and linked by trade connections. You already saw that during the siege in 1097-1098. The princes of Antioch periodically also extended their sway over the Cilician Plain. This is a very humid set of alluvial plains, rich soil washed off the Taurus Mountains. There were timber resources. There was in the mountains all sorts of mining possibilities. So Antioch had a very rich set of natural resources and a population, a largely Christian population, that could be taxed and could be counted on, at least in part, to support the regime of the Norman princes. Edessa is an unusual city. It's home to a remarkable set of shrines of its own, including the so-called Pools of Abraham and the Cave of Abraham, probably sites that were identified in early Judaism with biblical passages, became Christian and are now Muslim. The Pools of Abraham are nothing short of extraordinary. They're probably an ancient fish oracle that has been turned into a shrine for Christians and later Muslims. It sits on a very wide grasslands, the lands now in southeastern Asia Minor, and as I noted, it was an extremely diverse county with many resources. These were areas where both the counts of Edessa and the princes of Antioch could exploit revenues from the start. Both of these rulers issued imitative coins. These are Byzantine These are bronze coins done in the Byzantine style. They inherited many cities with local and even with weekly and even daily markets. They had an extremely industrious Christian population from whom they could draw taxes. It was a little more complicated once you got south into the Kingdom of Jerusalem.